about if a man gets accidentally shot or stabbed? You say you have to take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound. Get the bullet out or treat the wound.
Yes, ma'am. You got a place like that, and it doesn't heal cleanly.
Mm-hmm.
You get this kind of white, grainy flesh forming around it. What kind of flesh did you hear that called?
That's the inflammation done got under that skin, and in fact, that thing ain't gonna heal though till that come out of there.
Have you ever heard of anything called proud flesh?
Proud flesh, that's right. I can't think all these words right together, but I have used it often, or have heard it used.
Okay.
That's right, that proud flesh.
Well, say if somebody got a cut on his hand and he wanted to put something on it to prevent infection,
mm-hmm.
What might you use?
Well, people nowadays, they always go to the drugstore and get something. But long back in my day, people with us, older people, they would dap a little turn time around, a little kerosene. That'd kill the fever and get the soreness out.
Yes, sir.
Well, as soon as that's out, why, blood tastes will get away. Soreness will leave, the fever will leave, and if it's swollen, it will go down.
Ever use any iodine?
Sure.
Do you ever have to take any of this white, bitter-tasting powder that people used to get from malaria?
Quinine?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. No, but you can't find no quinine now.
Is that right?
Now, I really don't know if you can find it, but I have been to the drugstore trying to get quinine because it's good for fever, too. They give you a white powder all right now, but I don't be knowing if that's quinine or not.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, talking about a person who has died, have you ever heard somebody say, like if they didn't particularly like the man that died, if he wanted to say something mean about it, he might say, well, that old so-and-so finally
died.
Ever heard any kind of...
And the quickest thing, he sure went to hell.
Ever heard a person, instead of just saying he died, might say something besides that if he was just kind of joking about it?
Passed on, he checked out.
Checked out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kicked the bucket?
All right, kicked the bucket. Sure, yeah.
Or if you're talking about somebody who's died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he...
What was the matter with him?
Or what he died.
And what he died with, but from.
What about the place where people are buried? Do you call that?
Cemetery. A graveyard. That's what they used to use all the time. They went to the graveyard.
Yes,
but cemetery.
What about the box that the person's buried in?
Casket.
And the ceremony, you say that you're going to so-and-so's
funeral.
You ever been to say if you were at a funeral and you see some people who are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
Have you ever been to a funeral where the women kind of lost control, you know, of themselves? Say they were...
They were grieving.